gorgeous, darling, but is it art?
Tui Diprose is a queer interdisciplinary artist and body worker of holistic healing. In a coming together of knowledge, they engage within an artistic practice that centres in jewellery, installation and writing through an exploration of themes of place, environmentalism and decolonisation. Diprose's current exhibition, Rituals, at Room weaves together an array of artistic techniques and materials. Silver, sapphire, bone, harakeke, clay gather within the show to create a symphony of material dialogue. The works within the show are created within a space of ritual, between a bridging of the physical and metaphysical worlds, with the spirit world alive. The rituals of Diprose's create a practice that translates to a show that welcomes audiences into a space of ritual, as well as a welcoming into the act of ritual itself. I had a chat with Tui about the show. I started off by asking Tui to speak to their overall practice, their use of mediums, as well as their key themes. Here it is now.
Kia ora, ko Tui toku ingoa. I am Tangata Tiriti from Tāmaki Makaurau. I am an interdisciplinary artist working in jewellery, installation, writing, and I'm a body worker of holistic healing. My creative practice centres in jewellery. I work across a wide array of materials that are usually found, foraged or gifted to me. My favourite materials are stone, clay, harakeke and tikauka. In the rituals exhibition, I work with silver, stone, plants, ceramics, wood, video installation, and a small book of poems. Key themes that run through my practice are place, environmentalism, animism, decolonization, dreams, and rituals. And beneath these wider themes, I contemplate and creatively draw through thoughts of the Anthropocene, death, grief, and healing.
Beautiful. Your current show, Rituals at Room, showcases these methods of creating within ritual, resulting in a show that really transforms the gallery space into a place of ritual itself. Can you speak a bit more to this idea of ritual, both in relation to its thematic navigation within the body of work, as well as what it means for you to create within ritual?
I find that ritual as a way of being helps me create deeper meaning in my day-to-day from small rituals such as lighting a candle or larger rituals that are in tune with the Maramataka moon phases and take hours, days, weeks or longer to move through. The body of work in rituals is a compilation of jewellery made over the past few years, created across journeys as I moved and lived in various places throughout the Motu, way down in the Otago region, then up to Northland. The silver hairpins, called Rivers of Time, were made during rituals where I engaged in the Akashic Records, which is a place beyond time involving the soul's journey through many lifetimes on Earth, often known as past life regression. In this ritual space, I was channeling a previous lifetime or an aspect of my soul that helped me create in the present. Leading up to the rituals exhibition, I stepped into a month-long ritual where I was in Wānanga the whole time, meaning I was communing with the spirit world very deeply, up making at the witch's hour, losing complete track of time, or writing before I'd left bed in the morning. It was immersive and took me into some deep places, both within myself and as a healing ritual for the collective within my making. Within this body of work, I engage in tikanga and rongoā Māori due to the immediacy of connection to my surroundings here in Aotearoa, which grounds me into this earthen reality and helps create structure for my making practice as I follow the tikanga of tapu and noa when making. My rituals involve working with the spiritual kaitiaki of the whenua, the soul of the natural world, the atua, my spirit guides, along with the Māori of the materials themselves.
And you briefly touched on this, but this body of work, you engage with an array of mediums, your pieces acting as these anchors of material form as you create amongst a bridge of worlds. With the spirit world alive, you navigate through materials of silver, sapphire, bone, harakeke, clay, and many more. They gather within the show to create a symphony of material dialogue. Can you talk to me through your use of these materials and the specific techniques that you use with them, and why you are specifically drawn to these materials and techniques?
Often the materials themselves will find me, or they'll jump out at me, calling and asking to be worked with. Sometimes it's an embodied tug, turning my head to look specifically at a material. It catches my eye and seems to be more vivid than anything else. Sometimes I simply see it in my inner eye or mind's eye, the material that I need to work with, presenting itself to me over and over again until I pay attention and use it. If I'm outside, the tree or plant will communicate with me, asking to be incorporated into my work. Everything is symbolic, yet also has its own innate sacred modi, and the materials will communicate this as I work. This is often the way with many jewelers or makers who choose to work with a specific material, that the material speaks to them and shows them how they want to shift forms through the maker. For example, the necklace titled Talisman for Seeds, made of black clay, harakeke and kauri gum, references both the darkness of deep earth and deep space. Carrying a weight when worn acts as an embodiment aid for those who slip beyond their bodies too often, gently drawing their attention back to the body as the sensation of the necklace is felt. On plant fibres, tikoka has a connection to spiritual sovereignty. Harakeke symbolises whānau. These feature in the work Talisman 3 Light Codes and are material manifestations for calling in new souls to the planet, to be born on the planet, who carry new frequencies, representing the soul in its lightest aspect, anchoring in healing codes of the sun and the life-giving nature of photosynthesis.
Beautiful. Accompanying the physical works within the show, you also have a booklet of writings on offer. Could you speak to me a little bit about the text itself, as well as its inclusion in the show, and the dialogue and kind of relationships it has with the other works in the room?
The booklet of writings was one of the works made during my month-long ritual leading up to this show. It was mostly streams of consciousness, bringing subconscious thoughts and feelings to words that would simply arrive and find themselves there on my page. The intention was to create writings that would accompany the artworks, but I found myself journeying through my interior worlds differently than I initially anticipated, resulting in a work of itself. What was arising was the written processing of thoughts and emotions lurking in my subconscious, drawn out during the quiet of night, relating to my journey and my making journey over the past few years, living in the mountains close to the land, of supporting loved ones through pregnancies, miscarriages, birthing babies, of loss, both collective and personal, of buried grief, processing the death of loved ones, which, as we draw close to Matariki, they were coming to the forefront of my mind and writing. There's also environmental grief, the Anthropocene, wars on the planet, and being an embodied soul, meaning the ways which I find myself more at ease in nature than anywhere else, where I have my poems devoted to an embodiment of nature itself, such as the words like becoming rivers, becoming the mountain, where I release ego and attachment to being human and become nature, which is also my making process and how I create my jewellery talismans. That relationship reveals itself through the choice of materials I use, that being ones I find in my environment on walks out in nature, ones that I hunt down for specific purposes, or those as gifts.
Beautiful. I think it's such a wonderful part of the show that really, and something that you can take home with you, which I think is really lovely. The show really welcomes audiences into an act of participation and encounter, with multiple points within the show becoming a site for people to engage within ritual, inviting them into a facilitated ritual in which there are kind of instructions or actions for them to engage with. Could you talk a little bit about these invitations of ritual that you are inviting audiences to participate in, as well as your overall hopes for viewers as they navigate the show?
The intention here was to create pauses for viewers to become part of the art if they wished. The rituals allow them space to gather their thoughts and put them on paper, as in the writing ritual where you're asked to write a love poem to your body. This was to give a moment of embodied self-awareness, guiding the viewer back to self as they navigate the space. It's a little confronting to be suddenly self-aware and contemplating one's own body, hence the need to anchor in aroha. The water rituals in the ceramic vessels that I made are based on Dr. Masaru Emoto's theory that the molecular crystal structure within water can be affected and changed through our thought forms, meaning the vibration of our thoughts can facilitate change. Water is featured largely in the rituals exhibition, rivers being both the muse of creative endlessness, sites throughout the motu that I connected into as spiritual anchors, along with our human bodies and the earth's body being mostly composed of water, which feels very significant to me. If we can transform the crystalline structure of water through our intentions, and water is a conduit for energy, then I will carry the water in the rituals exhibition shared here back to a larger body of water to then amplify the energetic intentions, carrying them even further into the collective consciousness for healing. Ultimately, the entire exhibition of rituals then becomes a healing space for personal and collective transformation.
That was Tui Dipro speaking to me about their current exhibition, Rituals, on now at Room until the 5th of July.